Welcome, my friend. You are listening to Read Clean YA with CJ, the podcast for teens and young adults who want to explore exciting worlds, deep themes, and epic stories without the objectionable content. I'm your host, award-winning young adult author CJ Malacy, and we have a very special episode for you today. I am joined by Ani and my niece Lily, and we're going to be doing a fun Talionis trivia challenge today. Ani will be sharing more about that soon, but I did want to give a fair warning that there may be some spoilers ahead. So if you have not read Recruit of Talionis, Fugitive of Talionis, Enemy of Talionis, and or Abandoned Shores, just be aware that you might hear some things that will be a little spoilier later. But we're going to have so much fun. I think you're going to really enjoy this episode, and I am so excited for what we have for you today. Ani can take it away.
I'm Ani. Welcome to today's Talionis Trivia Challenge, where CJ and Lily will go head-to-head to find out who knows the most about the Talionis series. Here's how it works. I'll ask a question, and the first person to hit the buzzer gets a chance to answer and earn a point. If they get it wrong, the other player will have a chance to steal the point. Each round consists of five questions, with each question worth 1 point. Every round corresponds to a book in the Talionis series. But that's not all. At the end of each round, there's a bonus question worth 3 points for an added twist. And throughout the game, we'll also be asking Lily a few fun questions along the way. To begin, Lily, can you tell us how many times you have read the books in the Talionis series?
I've read the books a lot of times, but I would have to say I've read Recruit at least once, but then I've read it more than that, so probably 5. And then Fugitive, I've probably read more than that, so that might be like 10. And then Enemy, I just started reading that recently, so I'd say like 3 times maybe, because I read the first time. And then Abandoned Shores, I read more times than I can count, so I don't know.
So Lily is a very worthy opponent. And CJ, how many times have you read your own books?
Oh, well, the unpublished versions a lot of times, because I had to rewrite them. Yeah. So the unedited versions many times, but the edited versions maybe just like twice each, if I'm lucky. Not as many times as Lily. So this should be interesting.
Okay, so we will see how this goes. So let's start the first round. So for the first round, we will be asking questions regarding book one of the Talionis series, Recruit of Talionis. So here's the first question. What is the name of the tracking devices all recruits wear on their wrists?
The Halo Act Band.
Correct. So that's a point for CJ. Second question. What is notable about Laban's eye color?
They're gold.
Yes. Laban's eye color is gold. So that is a point for Lily. Now, true or false? During the first week of training in Talionis, Nika turns 18 years old.
False.
That is incorrect.
True.
So CJ just stole that point. There was only 2 answers for that one. So that is true.
I knew she turned 18. I couldn't remember when she turned 18.
Who is the technology teacher in Talionis?
Mandeville.
Correct. And for the last question for this round before our bonus question, who is the woman that takes care of Storm in Talionis?
Tamara.
Correct. And that is a point for Lily. Here is the bonus question. What are the names of Bria's 2 childhood best friends from Derby?
Jackson and Lency.
Correct. All right. So the bonus point went to CJ. Now we're going to pause before we begin the second round to ask Lily, what is your favorite scene from Recruit of Talionis?
I really enjoyed the whole book, but I think my favorite scene is probably when, this is hard. when Nika and Bria are walking in the runes and like they're going to see Kai and like she's sharing about her faith and stuff. It's really cool.
That's such a good scene. I love it. Now we will begin the second round. So the second round, we'll be asking questions about book 2, Fugitive of Talionis. For the first question, what item does Bria carry with her that was given to her by her mentor, Kai?
His Bible?
Correct.
I couldn't remember for a second there.
Which recruit's family does Bria meet in the town of Lexington? I mean, Leadington.
Ani loses a point.
Ava.
Yes, correct. How does Commander Ark send messages to Bria and her friends?
Through the screens in different towns. Is that wrong?
That's not what I had, but that's not exactly incorrect either.
Holograms?
Correct.
I guess Lily gets that one.
Lily does get that one. Lily has all of them this round so far. So there's two more questions left. Who is the man who transports fugitives in a hidden compartment built into his wagon?
Hosea.
Correct. What is the name of Katori's riverboat?
The Fearless Lady.
Correct. Okay. And now for our bonus question. What permanent injury does Shay sustain when Laban attacks Bria and her crew?
Her hand is cut off.
Correct. And another quick break to hear more from Lily. Lily, who's your favorite character in the Talionis series and why?
This one's hard, but I really like Nika because she's really, like, strong and, like, she can be crazy in her moments, but she's, like, just really strong about, like, everything.
I agree. Nika is one of my favorites. I'm totally in agreement with you. Now, for the third round, we'll be asking questions about book 3 of the Talionis series, Enemy of Talionis, which just released on December 5th, 2024. And our first question is, which character does the Arendelle leadership believe is only a legend and doubt Bria and her crew encountered?
Calypso.
Correct. How is Essie, the founder of Arendelle, related to Kai?
She's Kai's father. Mother.
Yes, she's Kai's mother. No, like, literally I knew what you were saying, though. What is the name of the crew that chooses to join Bria and her friends on their mission?
The Wild Dogs.
Correct. And what is the name of the Arendelle-made technology that Bria and her friends use for transportation in Enemy of Talionis?
The Skinter Suits.
Correct. All right, and last question for this round. What significant item does Bria give to Matthias to show how much he means to her?
Ezri's Seaglass Pendant.
Correct, yes. And for our question for Lily, who is your favorite bad guy in the Talionis series?
I like both of the Valeriuses. They're interesting because their personalities are so different. So, I don't know. Can't really pick.
I totally agree. I sometimes forget who is who, but their personalities are so different. They're different types of bad. That is a good answer. The Valerius brothers. So for our fourth and final round, we'll be asking questions regarding the Talionis series companion novel, Abandoned Shores. Here's the first question. What futuristic transportation technology is primarily used by the raiders?
Metal horses.
Correct. I had mechanical horses.
Oh.
Is it called metal horses?
No, I think I say mechanical. Okay. What do I say? In the back. Okay. Lily says it describes them as metal horses.
You're in the clear. Who is Katori's best childhood friend among the raiders?
Gabby.
Correct. What is the name of Katori's betrothed whom she runs away from?
Carver.
Correct. Where do Katori and Micah meet first? It's called something in the book, the place that they meet.
Do I call it a glen?
You do call it a glen. And final question before the bonus question. What role does Micah teach Katori to play on the crew of his ship, the Fearless Lady?
Captain.
Correct. All right. And for our final bonus question, where in the glen do Katori and Micah hide from Carver during the welcoming party?
Behind the waterfall?
Yes, in the caves behind the waterfall. And for our final question for Lily, what is your favorite book in the Talionis series if you do have to pick a book?
Honestly, I really like Fugitive because sometimes, like, it's just interesting because they, like, ran away and it was kind of cool because, like, they're just hiding in the woods and, like, they can't even find them.
I love Fugitive. It is so fast-paced and action-packed, and I feel like the whole time you're just like sitting on the edge of your seat. So I love that. Now we are going to have a Q&A with CJ while we tally up the score and see who's the winner of this Talionis Trivia Challenge. So now to the Q&A portion of this episode. CJ, are there plans to continue spin-off stories in your current story universe, or are you planning something completely different?
Oh, that's such a great question. So I still have one more book in the Talionis series, which will come out in 2025. And that will be the final book for the series books. And then I do have spin-off potential, but there's another project that I'm working on that will happen before another spin-off would take place. So it's a very cryptic answer, but lots of exciting things to announce in 2025.
So, CJ, your answer is yes, because there's another book in the series, and no, because you have something secret and cryptic going on behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
In another world. Awesome. Will any more Talionis characters get their own novel or perhaps series?
Potentially. I do have ideas for it. So we have some possible series. Lily thinks that's a good idea. She's nodding in agreement that should happen. So we do have some options for that in the future, for sure.
Well, that is exciting. So what other stories do you have planned for the Talionis series is your next question.
Wow, lots of questions about. So the next book I have planned is book 4 in the series, which I have not announced the title for that yet, so I won't share that here.
And it's the fourth and final book, correct?
Correct. The fourth and final book in the series. I have gotten a lot of requests for a sequel to Abandoned Shores. And I will say that I am not currently planning a sequel to Abandoned Shores, because if you read the Talionis series, a lot of what happens next in Katori and Micah's story kind of gets woven into the series. So if I created a sequel, it would end up being very spoilery for one or the other book. So I have kind of decided to hold off on that for now. I know that's been a very popular request, so I'm glad everyone's enjoying Katori's and Micah's story, but I would say if you really want to find out more about them, check out the Talionis series if you haven't yet, because you'll find more about them in there.
Okay, perfect. So will you release more character art of your characters?
I hope to. That's one of the fun things that we've gotten to do with Kickstarter, is have some character art that gets created, because if we hit our stretch goals for character art, we're able to see more of that happen. So that was something I'd love to see and we'll probably shoot for in the Kickstarter for book 4, which will be sometime in the spring of 2025.
Awesome. And another question, when are Bria and Matthias finally going to be a real thing? It's taking so long, 4 exclamation points.
So I know it's a very slow burn romance. Uh-huh. Very, very slow burn. I do recommend Abandoned Shores if you like a little more romance. It's more romantic than the Talionis books, but the romance continues as you read the series in the Talionis series.
It does grow with every book. It just takes a lot of patience. I definitely agree. Read Abandoned Shores if you are a romance reader. I am. And it has a marriage of convenience. It's great.
Which might be a little bit of a spoiler.
It's a trope. Okay. All right. Moving on. Why did you start Read Clean YA with CJ?
Well, I have readers like Lily over here who can read a book in a few hours. That is not a skill I personally possess. And I cannot write fast enough to keep these readers in books. So I started Read Clean YA with CJ because I have many fabulous friends who write excellent stories that are clean and safe and great adventures for young readers and teens and everything. So I wanted to provide a place where I could share those stories with my readers while I worked on the next book, because just ask Lily, I take too long apparently to get the next book finished. So this was a way to kind of help my readers have things to read in between my stories.
Awesome. We now have some writing questions for you. Do you only self-edit or do you have an editor as well?
I have an editor, I have a proofreader, I have beta readers, which are people who read the book early. I am not good at self-editing in terms of the grammatical side of things. You could ask my editor. I put commas where they shouldn't go, and I take commas out of where they should go, and all kinds of things. And I need help making sure the story structure works and makes sense. So if you are a young writer or looking to publish one day, I always say that the best books come when you have a team around you. So you want to have great people who will look at that story with you, help it become the best it can be, because we can't write on our own and create a story that will touch other people's hearts as much as we can do that if we have other people coming alongside of us and helping us in that process. So editors are fabulous, even when it's hard to see that that scene really didn't work. They make it better. They make the book better.
I love it. And what are some challenges you face writing clean Christian fiction rather than main market fiction?
That is a great question. I would say that there are challenges in pursuing an author career in general. There are so many things that are vying for somebody's attention in terms of reading a book or watching a movie or playing a video game and all of these things. So we're putting our creative content out into the world, and you have to find the readers who are going to want that content. And there are readers who want books with Christian content, that want that story that helps them better see what it looks like to follow Jesus or to live out their faith or to live courageously. And they are out there. They do want those books. And I think it can be easy to think, well, no one wants to read this, and we can psych ourselves out before we actually do the hard work of writing a story that's excellent, that also shows our Christian values. But it's not true that no one wants to read that. There are readers out there, but there will always be challenges when we try to do what God's called us to do. So there's challenges in walking out what God puts on your heart to do. But if he's called you to write clean and Christian content, then do that and do it with excellence. And if you do, then there will be readers who are ready to read those books.
And how do you find time to write when life is just so much?
Well, that is a good question, because life is so much. Sometimes there's so many things happening and there are so many different things pulling for our attention and energy. But it comes back down to why I write, which is I want to provide excellent stories. I want to show that hope can shine in darkness. I want my readers to be able to escape the craziness of their lives, but also read about truth and hope and things that are from the Lord. And so at the end of the day, this is something I believe God's called me to. So it's something I then prioritize. There's always going to be 1,000 things begging you to do them. And it's always going to feel like they're the most important thing. At the end of the day, we have to really prioritize what God's put on our hearts to do. And if we'll do that, then yeah, we might not get done some of these other things, but at the end of the day, they're really not as important as what God's put on our hearts to do. So I think prioritizing writing is the way I get it done. I read my Bible in the morning and have my cup of coffee, get ready for the day. And then the first thing I do is I write after all of those other first things. So I guess it's not technically the first thing, but I make it a top priority for myself. So that way I get it done, because otherwise work and life and busyness and stress and overwhelm will crowd out the ability to write very, very quickly. And that's been my personal experience. So I try to make sure that instead of letting that happen, I make sure I'm doing the thing I know God's called me to do first and foremost.
Wonderful. And we have one last writing question, and then we'll have a fun question, and then we will let you guys know what the score was for the trivia challenge and who won. So, last writing question is, how hard is it to finish a book and know when it's done?
What a fabulous question. It's hard to finish a book, to write the very last sentence in general, even of a first draft that's terrible. It's still hard sometimes to get to that final point. So it is hard to get there. But as far as knowing when it's done, for me, there's a point where I just have to tell myself, you're done, because I will always find things to fix and change and edit and redo and things I want to add in or take out. So that's why I have the team of people around me that I talked about earlier. Because in my own head, I will never finish the book. I will always be editing and fixing and making it quote unquote perfect. And no book is ever going to be perfect, except for the Bible. We can't write perfect things. We can't create perfect things as humans, but we can do them to the best of our ability. So that's what I try to do. Do it to the best of my ability and then give it to editors, give it to beta readers, give it to my proofreader. Once they all tell me, hey, this is great, this looks good, then I'm like, okay, time to share it with the world. But it's hard to know when that point is sometimes. And so I definitely recommend having others who can come alongside of you and tell you, all right, you've done enough. Time to share this story with other people.
I love it. Now for our fun question. If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be?
I'm going to say mint chocolate chip. Lily, what would you be?
Probably chocolate, because chocolate's my favorite flavor, and a lot of people enjoy chocolate, and I'm enjoyable.
Yes, that's a great answer.
Now, the tally has come through.
Drum roll, please.
And the score for this trivia game, Lily scored a total of 13 points, and CJ scored a total of 19 points. So CJ does know the books that she wrote. But while we were figuring this out, we realized if CJ hadn't gotten the bonuses, which were each 3 points, she wouldn't have won. So just food for thought there.
Oh, boy. Lily, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. And Ani, you too. It was so much fun having both of you here and getting to do this, even though I got a little bit schooled in my own books. I don't know what to do about that, but it was a blast. So Lily, thank you. And Ani, thank you for all of your help and for doing this today. I hope you enjoyed listening in on this fun twist on a normal interview of Read Clean YA with CJ. I absolutely had a blast doing this episode with Lily and Ani, and I did get a little bit schooled, as I said there in my Talionis trivia, and it's just fun to see that my niece is loving my books so much that she could almost beat me in a trivia challenge. You might have noticed, if you are a math whiz and added things up as you were going, that there was a point discrepancy. And that is because I ended up deleting a bonus question because it had some rather major spoilers for book 3, Enemy of Talionis. And I didn't want to put them in there just in case you as a listener haven't had a chance to read that book yet. So if you take those 3 points out from me, then Lily and I were much closer in score than it looked like on the episode. I think it's like 13 to 14 or 15 or something like that. I am not a math person. I write books instead. So I might have that number totally wrong, but at least you can have some fun and hopefully enjoyed this episode. This is our final episode for 2024, and I will be back again in 2025, which is so crazy to say, with our new episodes for the new year. And that will most likely be starting on January 6th. I will not be releasing an episode for New Year's Day, just because I'm going to take a little time off to be with family and friends over the Christmas holiday. So keep an eye out for the new episode in January. But until then, thank you for a wonderful year, for being a listener to this podcast, and for just being somebody who is looking for excellent, clean young adult fiction. I hope you found some great reads through this podcast. And if there's anyone you would like to hear me interview, please email me, let me know. I am always happy to have recommendations so that we can make sure we are interviewing the guests that you guys want to hear from. So feel free to email me. You can find my contact information if you go to readcleanya.com, and there's a contact form at the bottom of that page. Just fill that out and you can get in touch and let me know who you'd like to hear from. For now, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for listening to Read Clean YA with CJ.